effective. But don't mean it's a minute, you think it's not effective. And the Mechaber learns this from doubt, what it probably means that she is a Ramba. He may mark every day, trade it, no one behind you in teaching. No one behind you in teaching. So, in other words, why does he mean the way the handle of DK? Why does he say that DK is not the handle of? Not because there is no such thing as a shame, because if who should be a shame would it be? It would be if there is no market data. So if there is no market data, so then according to Rashi, David says it will be 20 days, no man will be. According to Rashi, David says, but according to the Rambam, it would be man. But that's on the basis of the Rambam's Chumah, Mitzavim. No man will be. We don't give his Chumah today, the Marshin of the Mako, Avon's Chumah, Shom came in, the Chumah, the Dalter, the Shom, the Tarim. The two mentions in Machlokes on that, two days. But the two himself is Machlia like the Rambam and the Rosh. That if it's Chucha Mishon Kedis, the Chodeh Vidar Gereh Shom Yisalei, Vidar Chayitz, then Avot Shin Bate Frey, or Man Lo Dike. Ma Kedu Shom, who I'm Shin, to give it to Nega. Avon Nibar Shchei, Vey Bovar, Vim Yisim Ma Kemamesh, Vim Yisbratzel Al, Shomot Avon Yikshah, Shom Yishat, Vim Ma Kedu. Yip Kolorei Yip Bukhari Deiten, Yim Yim Ma Kedu Deiten Treite, Vim Yahane, Lo Dike. Afilu, Afilu in Dvuko Kulo Beloi Shopiro. If there is no market data, so then it's in Reife, the Lord Mahanel of DK. Afilu in Dvuko Kulo Beloi Shopiro. In other words, according to Rambam Shite, it would be Muter. According to Rambam Shite, it would be Muter. But it's a Minek. If there is no market data, so then we don't rely on Tzadmine, the Rambam says. We don't rely. Mitzat Minek, Amel Amitike. That's why he says that even if it's book of Kula Beloishim Kilus, that should be a circumstance like Kula. Because we could say, if it's double Kula Beloishim Kilus, so then it should be a circumstance like Kula. It should be a circumstance like Kula. So, if we are paid, it doesn't bubble. So even in that case, so we cannot be matter. Mm-hmm. One second. According to who she can we be matter? According to the meaning of the Rambam. So that's why he says, in Yeshu Shekosav, Shamatiro Barmidu, the Akeli Masur. Why does he mention it over here? The answer is because here there is a basis to be matter. According to Rambam Tamshi, they would be mutter. But we don't pass like Rambam Tamshi, because the Rambam says that where there is no marking the data, so then, even though Mitchell and Dine, we could be matter if we are vedic and it doesn't bubble, but we are easy. That's Rosh Rambam. We put it to lukewarm water, it doesn't bubble, then it's shero. It's very shero. So he says, Minadino you are better to say, she needs a sorele, Puyo be sirkes mechuti, im hoyo mino yim shoreo yedeke, or shoreo yedeke, or shoreo yedeke, or shoreo yedeke, shechifre sa sirke, or yedeke sorele, vinefre nizo vipushre, im needs a sikuba trefe, vinoim spabu davayi, but suppose we are baby, and it doesn't bubble, having shreima mikoveke, umuteres, visir chesu lehoi, so we walk in a cave, or ishema nikat kumelim abad, But if that means though that is Ikadi, well, there is one Rishi who was Mirka. It's Hamutam. But maybe even Hamutam only theoretically passed that it's Mirka. Maybe we might say he did pass. The Rambam says, Anyway, so the Mirka Poshet is that if it is, if we don't find, if we do find the mark in the day, then so then we are matter. And if we don't find the mark in the day, then so then we are, even though it doesn't bubble, we are not matter. So that's why he says, V'yeshki shekosa afshia matiro b'amidohu v'akim maso imorubo be'ouno nisrichu v'yishiruch ha'achas v'deyfe imrei v'asirichem ouno v'shepo v'imrubo me'ouno treifo v'imako v'deyfe וכן אינו אסכו חביציוך האחס וחוזק ומידי פרס מינו מסעובה. I mean, the two days are the two mentions. So he passes the פרס מינו מסעובה. וכן אינו אסכו חביציוך האחס ודפן שיש במקו ועשיך במקו בחוץ עלו. אם הוא בא במקו כשאין לו במקו פריפו. וכן אינו מסליך או הוא בא בסיוך האחס ותארפוס ובמקו של דפן. אם הוא בא במקו של דפן שאין לו במקו פריפו. ראה שנמצא עליו. Now, so we have no arguments because Ramos says it's not tolerant now because in the Sobele, neither the one member of Ramachman is relevant. The member of Ramachman who deals with the case where there was Manishim, the Chitukadu. So then, we pass things like Ramayash that also require the king and they don't give the king. No, the other member of Ramachman is relevant because we pass like Hashem Gates, Ramos pass things like Hashem Gates. That in order to be Mutea, there has to be two conditions with the Mutea. And even then, we require a ticket, but they don't give the ticket. So, we have no reason to make a voice, because it's not relevant. It's not relevant. But then, it makes it something else. It has nothing to do with the members of Al-Nachman. I mean, why does the Rabbon mention it here? What connection is there between this being and all these? The answer is, in Hanami, there's no connection. But since he had no address to make, and all the sitting, so he came here, that's all. So, then the Shemit Zorah, when he keeps a chile, you go so bolo, in other words, you find on the rail, you find in a certain couple, and it looks like decayed flesh, like decayed tissue. Kill finishing well. The more you attack of showing the other caution. New Zorin Korelis. In other words, suppose you find like an extra membrane. An extra membrane. You find an extra membrane under the layer. And that looks decayed. It looks decayed. So you have to remove it. You have to peel it off. And if the belonging beneath that extra membrane is healthy, is not decayed, so then it's kosher, but it still requires it. On account of the decayed tissue in the extra membrane and passed along, so it requires the new tzolchumikarei. Now the question is, what if if it requires vikeh, it's a rabbin, and then you can do vikeh. So, why do they say it's clear when you have vikeh? So obviously, that Ramo considers that as a chumrei, even the requirement of being vikeh is a chumrei itself. Because why should they be vikeh? After all, two we saw the decayed tissue on top of the lung, but that was over and above all the tissue of the lung. So there is no diminution in the regular tissue of the lung. But there was an extra piece of tissue on top of the lung that covered the lung. And that extra piece of tissue that covered the lung, so that was decayed. But we put it off and everything is fine. And he's in healthy shape. So Mitrei Dina, apparently the Rambam held that he doesn't eat Mutter and without it. But the Bais Yosef mentions that in the name of the Rekeach, so the Rambam considered that halacha by the Rekeach, that we have to make it even after we peeled off the extra cover, the extra kisuv, and everything was fine in the Mitter. So the Rekeach says we still have to be very talented in Vichay. He required that not as a requirement in Vichay, the Rambam, not as a requirement in Tzadik Rabin, but just as a Chumre. Since it's only a Chumre, so we can rely on our expertise too. When the Tzadik Rabin, then we don't rely on our expertise. But when the Tzadik of the Vichay is with Tzadik Chumre, not with Tzadik Rabin, then we rely on our expertise. Okay, now for next time, we have to be ready on both simonim.
July 17th, 1981. Teshuvah Tammuz, Hashanah Tavshin Memal, Glen Hall.
Now, in Simonim, there are certain difficulties, not in the Gemara, but in the Rambam, and in Rashi, and in the Torah. Now, so I just want, before we start seeing them in the tour and in the Mechabea, I want to go over the Gemara about the rain that we learned, but just briefly, just to run through. Now, that in Heyam Beis, Nika Balei with his God, Boya Ratzeya, with his hollow cotton, or with his hollow God, Omri Abai, Mighty Boya Loch, Milit Nan, Reb Shimon Einei, Ad Shetinokit with his Absolutinics, ביום הרב ובתחלי פעם רבי ימד ברב ואום הרב עד שתנוק את ניסים כל גודל הוך אשר הוסום סוממילה לגמור את פרס wanted to say that when we say מיקה בלב ובזכור ישראל היה only if it was מיקה בלחור גודל but if it was מיקה בלחור גודל not so the more of a future so the more it says הוך אשר הוסום ובסם סיפינס קטון ואיך אני שפך סיפינס קורא ואוכל ובזכור קטון מה לחור גודל ומה לחור גודל. So that's the way you pass it, that it doesn't make any difference whether it's Nika Palei with his holy model or it's Nika Palei with his holy cup. It doesn't make any difference. Then, Nealek is the Aorta. Rabom of the Mashu, Shmuel of the Hood. Now, most Hashemim pass, and of course the two, and the Mechab, and the Amor, most Hashemim pass like Rab. Look at Rab, you saw it. That Nealek, that's the Aorta, is also matter of the matter. We have a few shame of passing like Shmuel. I mean, and that is difficult at all. Why should this be an exception? Look as a Kerab being sure. But most shame in the Pesach of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Chabad Rambo, all the most positive is that Aloha is like Rab. Alright. Now, then, so if there is a Nikah Balei for this Chol, Vein Lechol Kotu, So it is straightforward. Even if it's Nika B'mach, Ligabi Da'ota, there is a Machlekes Rav in Shmuel. But we pass the most ashamed, and the Tzadik Shmuel is like Rav, that it's also B'mach in its mind. Now, there we have the Gemara, we have another Gemara, the next piece of Gemara. Plot kanya habe hat boys und lieber hat boys und lieber hat boys und kreide die religiöse die kreide die kreide die de kreide mach hier mas lieb für die kreide die kreide die kreide die de kreide anyway so da loch is as follows that nika bale bi mashu whether it's the whole god or all the whole god so then israel in the mashu in the water there is mas like is between Rav and Shmuel, and most of the Shemim pass in like Rav. So also we can be Mashal in the Aorta Israel. Now then the Rambam says that the Kone that bleeds from the heart of the woman, that the pulmonary vein, so it's also is Matri Bimashal, there is a Neket Bimashal, a Neket in the pulmonary vein, so it's Matri Bimashal. And it seems he started that since the Rambam, Mishchanoch also passes like the Rambam, that the Neket in the Kone that that it's from the heart to the lung, so there's the pulmonary vein, so it's matter to matter. It seems, mistaber, that what is true of the pulmonary vein should be true of the pulmonary artery also. I mean, it seems mistaber like that. Anyway, I didn't see a discussion. Why should there be a difference between the pulmonary vein and the pulmonary artery? Alright, what the Rambam says, and the Shulchan mentions, that if there is an Eker B'Mashu, in the kone that bleeds from the heart to the lung, from the lung to the heart, so the pulmonary vein, so then it is, an Eker is matter. So it's established that the same thing would be true of the pulmonary artery also. Then, according to many, so when the Gemara says that the kveide kere, that the kone akveide, the kone akveide, the klei akveide, klei akoveide, is kere, and the nekel dimashu in the klei akoveide, is matri, so there is some question what the Gemara had reference to. And many say, I think that it's Nelson also said that, that the klei akoveide has reference, there is a machlokes, but we pass through that even a nekel dimashu in the klei akoveide is also matri. So many say that the klei akoveide in the Gemara speaks has reference to the vina keva. So that means that actually, I mean, not only in the nekel dimashu in the halolei, the ventricle or the auricle, so it's matri, but even in nekel in the aorta and the nekel in the pulmonary vein that the Rambam says, and it's misabra, and the same thing should be true of the nekel in the pulmonary artery, and it seems that the according to the Gemara has reference to the Vina Keva also. So in other words, what is the period? It says so there the next result is that a nekel b'mashu is matri not only in the heart itself, but in all the vessels that are auxiliary to the heart. Let's say like the aorta or the pulmonary vein or the Vina Keva or the pulmonary artery. I mention that because in order to explain the Rashi, which is very, very strange, and actually, I mean, those who study medicine and who study a little bit of Gemara, they are very quick in saying, you know, that Rashi didn't know anatomy, I mean, this one didn't know, the Rambam didn't know, no one knew except them. So I mention it already. Now, so here the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses whether the halacha of Mitap Alevi is chole applies only to the whole godel, or it applies to the whole cotton as well. And the Baskon of Gemara is that it applies to the whole godel and the whole cotton. Alright. Now, so Pashtus is, it's mostly standard. Now, that when Gemara speaks of whole godel, Gemara has reference to the ventricles. And when Gemara speaks of the whole cotton, the Gemara has reference to the oracles. After all, they are in the heart is divided into two heads, on the right side, the right head, and the left head, and there is a thick wall that divides the right head from the left head, and in each head there are two chambers. There is the upper chamber, the auricle, and then there is the lower chamber, the ventricle. So now the ventricle is of course relatively big, the auricle is relatively small. So it's mistaber that when Gemara discusses whether it's dafke the whole godel or even the whole cotton, and much one of the Gemara is, doesn't make any difference. So what is the whole godel? The whole godel is the ventricle, each ventricle, and the whole cotton is all. And Dr. Katznelson makes a nice deal because the Gemara says Boyer Abzeir Ribeis Holokot no Ribeis Holokot. Why doesn't the Gemara say Ribeis Holol Hakoton or Ribeis Holol Hagot with the head idea? The answer is whenever we speak of one, so then we use the head idea. But if we say if there are two, if there is more than one, And that the halacha applies not just one, but it applies to each one. So then we don't use the idea. So, in other words, because when we say the base cholgodlo, we say base cholgodlo, it means the right ventricle and the left ventricle. And when we talk of the whole cotton, we have in mind either one, the right auricle or the left auricle. So that's why Rabziva says, the base cholgodlo or the base cholgodlo. This deal is made by Dr. Casanova, so it's a nice deal. So that's the Pashas Gemara. So the Gemara is not difficult in any way. Not difficult in any way. Only thing is, the Rashi is very strange here. Rashi says here, when we learn the Gemara, I didn't want to discuss it. Because whole copy, how they have drawn Khtam in the ancient Sukkah. So in other words, if Rashi had understood the more that Holkotin has reference to the two ventricles, the right ventricle and the left ventricle, and Holkotin has reference to the two auricles, the right auricle and the left auricle, so Rashi should say Holkotin is Shnei Hadorim Ktan in Yeshua. Why did it say how the Hadorim Ktan in Yeshua? It's very strange. So, in Chilas Freide, Dr. Bowden, I have nothing against him, he was a boy. My timing is only directed against the Rabbi Levine as to why he didn't straighten him out. Please, he should put it into the Sefer. So Dr. Bowden says that Rashi was influenced by the Hippocratean medicine. And Hippocrates didn't know of the two oracles. He only knew of the ventricles, of the oracles he didn't know. But then he knew there were many openings, there were many cavities, so in the melee, this is what Rashi was doing. But that's nonsense, Rashi was influenced by Hippocrates. Alright, and then, alright, this is Rashi, that's the difficulty in Rashi. Now, the tour is very strange. The tour is even more strange than, no, first let's see what the Rambam says. Rambam was a doctor himself. שניקף לביס חלולי בין לכל גודל שבסמי בין לכל קוטן שבמין תרי So the Rambam says that two halolim, there is a whole cotton and there is a whole cotton, but he says the whole cotton is on the left side and the whole cotton is on the right side. So you see, I mean, something very strange, because the most reasonable interpretation of Gemara is when Gemara talks of the Holgodl and the Holgotl, the Holgodl has reference to the ventricles and the Holgotl has reference to the auricles. But he says that and the Holgodl is on the left side and the Holgotl is on the right side. It's very strange. Now, the tool is also very strange. The Gemara itself is there is no difficulty in the Gemara itself. It's very important in the Gemara. Now the tool in Simenem, at the beginning of Simenem, Halei, Yeshloi, Gimu Halot, three Halot, Echad Godu Beemtza, the Echad Godu Beemine, the Echad Godu Beismele. So first of all, the tool says, and the Mechaber mentions that, alright, the Mechaber got it from the tool, and then the Rashbo also, the Rashba also mentions Gimel Chalon. In the Rashba, they didn't get it from the Torah. I don't know, maybe the Torah got it from the Rashba, that could be. But anyway, but first of all, how is Gimel Chalon? So it's four Chalon. Either we consider both ventricles, we call as one whole God in a collective sense, and both oracles in a collective sense, we call whole God, so then it's four. Or, at least, if we say, Yesh, Yesh. Alright, I mean, so, what he says, Halev Yesh and Gimel Chalon, and then something else, we know that there is a right oracle and a right ventricle, and there is a left oracle and a left ventricle. So, he says, Echot Godel Be'emtza, one Chalon Godel is Be'emtza, and then the two Chalon Kotten, so one on the right side and one on the left side. I mean, that's it. How can that be explained? Now, I brought here the Sephiri of the Tanakam, it does not really give an accurate description, but this, I can say, it's a small encyclopedia, compass, picture of encyclopedia. So it has the diagram. Now, if you are able to see, now, so, the gnome has numbers. So, number, where you have the L, that's the 14. The 14. So that's the right oracle. Here, where you have the L, 14. That's the right oracle. And then, that leads, then, by the contraction of the ball between the right oracle and the right ventricle, so the blood is pumped from 14, from the right oracle, into 10. into the right ventricle. And then the blue is descriptive of veins, and the red is descriptive of arteries. Arteries lead the blood from the heart to the organs, and the blue and the veins lead the blood into the heart. So the blue, that's the veins, and the red, that's the arteries. Now, so you have here number five. Number five, that's the pulmonary artery. Why did I say, I mean, that the blue is a vein? So I made a mistake. So the blue is the artery. The blue is the artery. Number five, that's the artery. And then you have, and then, number six, so that's the pulmonary vein. So that's the vein. All right. Now, so as you see, now this, we have this arrow. So that's the right arrow. And here, number 10, this is the right ventricle. And then we have number seven, so is the left arrow. And number nine, this is the left ventricle. Now, if you look at this diagram, so of course it is true that both the in both on the right side and on the left side, so the auricle is situated high, that's the upper chamber, and the ventricle is the lower chamber. But as you see, that you can understand as to why the Torah says that Echot Godel Be'emtza, because you see that here is the right oracle, and that pumps through the contraction of the valve, it pumps the blood into 10, the right ventricle. But the right ventricle is situated, it's beneath. It's the lower chamber, but it's a little left of the right oracle. You see? After all, I mean, it's when you say right, left, it's a question of degree. So it's only relative. Now, you see, this is the right oracle, and this is the right ventricle. Now, this is a little left of the oracle. And there, you have here seven. There's the left oracle, and nine is the left ventricle. So in other words, so I think that when the Torah says, the Torah and the Rashbo say, Echod Godu Beemtza, so the Echod Godu Beemtza is descriptive of the, of why the Emtza, because it's to the right of the left ventricle, what we call left ventricle, and it is to the left of what we call the right. Or, of course, we call it, you know, the science books, so it's called the right ventricle. And this is the question of semantics. But the fact is that the right ventricle is to the left of the right oracle. Is beneath the right oracle and also to the left. This, where you have number 14, where you have the arrow for number 14, that's the right oracle. And this is the right ventricle. But it is to the left of the right oracle. So the male, it's a question of semantics, so it's arbitrary. You can call it Benza. If you want, you call it the right. And if you want, you call it Benza. So in other words, so it seems that when the Torah refers to the hollow Godel Beemtza, he has reference to the, what we call the right oil. What we call the right oil. And then he says, Echot Kotminine, so obviously it must be the right oil. And then he says, the Echot Kotmin Bismele. Echot Kotmin Bismele. So what is the Echot Kotmin Bismele? What is the Echot Kotmin Bismele? So the Echot Kotmin Bismele, he must have reference to the left ventricle. What about the left oracle? The left oracle. Now, how is the circulation, how does it go, the circulation of that, of the blood? So, in other words, it comes in through the vena cava. So it comes into the heart. It comes into the heart. Through the superior vena cava, it comes into the heart. And then, so it comes first, it comes into the right oracle. So the blood comes into the right through the vena superior vena cava, it comes into the right oracle. And then, by the contraction of the bowels, so the blood is pumped from the right oracle into the right ventricle. And then, through the pulmonary veins, it goes into the lungs, where it is like oxygenated. And then, it goes from the lungs, it goes into the heart, through the pulmonary veins, it goes into the left oracle, and then from the left oracle, it is pumped again through the contraction of the valve. So from the left oracle, the blood is pumped into the left ventricle, and then through the arteries, then it goes through the aorta and through the various arteries into the rest of the body. Into the rest of the body. Now, the fact is, I read up on that. So the fact is that, the, first of all, the walls of the oracles are relatively very, very thin. Whereas the walls of the ventricles are much thicker. But there is a difference. There is a difference between the thickness of the walls of the right ventricle and the walls of the left ventricle. While the walls even of the right oracle are much thicker than the walls of either oracle, but the walls of the left ventricle by far are much thicker than the walls of the right ventricle. And the reason is provincial installed it in the system, because the right ventricle pumps it only into the lungs, whereas the left ventricle has to pump it into the whole body. So that's why it wouldn't work. The organism wouldn't be able to function if the thickness of the walls of the left ventricle had been the same as the thickness of the walls of the right ventricle. It has to be like that. needs. Otherwise, the organism wouldn't be able to function to live. So I'm getting off your attention. I want to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says, Halev shenikaf with his fall, Beile cholukot shen dismay, Beile cholukot shen dismay. Right, Dr. Katsunel said, discussing this one. Now, Dr. Katsunel said, so it's not like Dr. Brody who would say, I mean, until the Rambam didn't know. So Dr. Katsunel says that the reasons why the Rambam says so, because it looks, when you look at the Behemoth, so then it appears, but it's only a deceptive appearance. So then it appears that the left ventricle and the left auricle are larger, are a little larger than the right auricle and the right ventricle. But he points out it's only a deceptive appearance. If you manage measure it, so you can see that it's the same size. It's the same size. But so that's why the Rambam says, this is how he explains the Rambam. But one thing he does say, and that is true in the Rambam. In other words, according, of course, the most reasonable interpretation of the Gemara is that when the Gemara, as Dr. Katsunowski says, and I think, I mean, that's the most reasonable shot, that when the Gemara says, how God will be the Gemara as reference to neither one of the ventricles. And when the Gemara speaks of Holocotin, the Gemara has reference to neither one of the organs. So, for the Rambam, however, this is what Dr. Snelson pointed out, and I think correctly so, that the Rambam understood that in view of the fact that there is only a vowel that separates between each organ and each ventricle, so in many ways, according to the Rambam, the right auricle and the right ventricle are called one. Are called one. It's one color. Because two, there is a vowel separating, but for all practical purposes, the right auricle together, the upper chamber, together with the lower chamber, are considered as one. As one color. There is a vowel that separates. But it's considered one color. And then, similarly, the left auricle and the left ventricle are also considered as one whole, because there is a vowel that separates the two. But why, so Dr. Snelson says, why does the Rambam understand by whole cotton the small ventricle to a sardic oil, and by whole cotton he understands why does the Rambam understand by whole cotton that it has reference to the left ventricle and plus left auricle, and by whole cotton that it has reference to the right ventricle plus right auricle? Because visually, when you look at it, so the combination of the left ventricle and the right, and the left ventricle and the left auricle look bigger. Why does it look bigger? Because, for the same reason, as you see here on this diagram. Because the left, 7 is the left auricle, 9 is the left ventricle. And it's on the same level, you see. But the auricle is on the higher level, I mean, it's the upper chamber, and the ventricle is the lower chamber, but on the same level. Mashenke, in terms of right and left, is the same. Mashenke, the right auricle and the right ventricle, you see that the right ventricle is the lower chamber beneath the right auricle, which is the upper chamber, but it goes to the left. It deviates to the left. It goes off in a tangent. So, Mamela, that's why when you look at it, because the right auricle and the left auricle are not on the same level, I mean, but the right ventricle deviates to the left of the right auricle, so that's why visually it looks smaller. Visually it looks smaller, because when you look at it, so you have this You have to see. And you see, because when you look at the left auricle and the left ventricle together, it's like an upper floor and the lower floor. But the left ventricle is as much to the left as the left auricle. The right ventricle is not as much to the right as the right auricle. It's to the left of the right auricle. So mainly, visually, you have to see. And that's why when the Rambam explains the Gemara, that Chol Godol, because the Gemara Chol Godol has reference to the left ventricle plus the left auricle, and the Chol Katan has reference to the right ventricle plus right auricle. But visually, one looks smaller. So the Gemara calls one Chol Katan, because visually it looks smaller, even though objectively it's not smaller. I mean, I think that the reason as to why the Rambam calls, this is true, like Katzin also says, that according to the Rambam, so the term Chol Godol or Chol Katan is descriptive of both the combination of the auricle and the ventricle, because they go together. There is a valve that separates and pumps the blood from the auricle into the ventricle. So they go together. So Chol Godol and Chol Katan is descriptive of the combination of the respective auricle and ventricle together. But when he says Godol and Katan, it's not in terms of science, because the walls of the ventricle, of the left ventricle, by far exceed the thickness of the walls of the left ventricle, by far exceed the thickness of the walls of the right ventricle. It has to be like that, because the left ventricle pumps the blood into the whole organism, and the right ventricle pumps the blood only into the lungs. So it's called Godol, not in the sense of the size, but because of the thickness of the walls. That's why this according to Rambam, so the Gemara calls whole Godol and the right ventricle together with its oracle, so the Gemara calls whole Godol. Because it's Godol, because the thickness of the wall, it's stronger, it's sturdier. It's sturdier because it fulfills a much more sturdy function. It has to pump the blood into the whole organism. And the lighter ventricle doesn't fulfill such a sturdy function. It only has to pump the blood into the lungs, that's all. So it doesn't have to be so sturdy. Godol and Katan in the sense of sturdiness, of thickness and sturdiness, not in the size. Alright, anyway, so this explains the Rambam. Now, as far as Rashi is concerned, then we come to the tour of Rashi. As far as Rashi is concerned, so apparently, since we see so the same deed that applies to a negative mashmash that applies to a whole world and to the mental. Apparently the Rambam, the Rashi understood that whole world is descriptive for the mental. The mental, the right ventricle or the left ventricle, and whole world is descriptive of any small cavity that is in the heart area. So Rashi's shita is that since, let's say, when you look, the sixth, that is the pulmonary artery, and that leads, and then from the left auricle, goes into the pulmonary artery. And since we see that Nachal Piawachi, so electric mashu is marked not only in the heart itself, not only in the ventricle itself, not only in the ventricle itself, and not only in the organs, but in the aorta is marked the mashu, and in the pulmonary vein, and if it's marked the mashu in the pulmonary vein, why shouldn't it be marked the mashu in the pulmonary artery? When the Gemara speaks of Holgoro, the Gemara has reference to the two ventricles. There's the Holgoro, the right ventricle, and the small ventricle. And it's at the right ventricle and the left ventricle. And the left ventricle. And but when the Gemara speaks of Holgoro, it's not only the organs, it's the, all the cavities. All the cavities that are auxiliary to the ventricle. So, the organs and the pulmonary artery, as a matter of fact, there is one handshake from the left auricle into the pulmonary artery, and the same thing is true. There is one handshake from the pulmonary vein into the right auricle. There is one handshake. So, and let's say from the vena cava, from the superior vena cava, and the right auricle. So according to Rashi, when the Gemara talks of whole body, the Gemara has reference to the ventricles. And when the Gemara talks of whole cotton, it has reference not only to both auricles, but to the auricles, the vena cava, the pulmonary vein, the pulmonary artery. So Rashi says, many halloween tali. Because in all these, the halacha is marked with the mashu. This is how Rashi understood the Gemara. Now, according to the Torah, so obviously when he says that the whole God, that the whole God, that the whole God, so is the emtza, echot whole God the emtza. So that he probably, so it's probably has reference to the right ventricle, because that's to the left of the right auricle, the right auricle. And then when he says the echo cotton DNA, so that's the right auricle, the cotton DNA. And then cotton dismelway, so according to two has reference to the right ventricle, to the left ventricle, the left ventricle. Left ventricle, and then the left auricle, so that is included. The left auricle is what is really seen from the left ventricle. It goes through the pulmonary artery into the organism. So the male, that's not included in the chloralei. But that's included in the Kneyal. The left, apparently, according to the tool, so in Kneyal is included the aorta and the left auricle and the left auricle and the pulmonary artery. So they are all included in the Kneyal.
Yes. Why would you consider the right, the left ventricle as cotton compared to the left one? Rambam says that it's either way, you're either shattered or
shattered. Yes, I don't know. Why should I capture as far as sturdiness and thickness of the wall is concerned? So the walls of the left ventricle are much thicker. I don't know. But at least I don't know. I don't know how to explain. All right.
now.
Halei he should do halei. Echad gadol be'emitza ve'echad katan b'minei. Ve'echad katan b'smei. Nikav ad ve'echad me'halei k'ayim. Ve'afilu chilev ha'trafshe shal halei. Seisim ha'nekev. Suppose there is a nekev in the lei, in the membrane of the lei, but the chilev ha'trafshe shal halei is seisim ha'nekev. In other words, that's the picavium. That's the that's probably the pericardium. That's the pericardium. The trapshe is the pericardium. So that pilochilev had trapshe shalalei, the pericardium, says him a naked, we have a skin, we trade. We will be a naked, we follow shale. So you see, you have the trapshishalei, that's the pericardium. And then the chilev, halev itself, that's the innermost layer of the pericardium. So that's called the epicardium. Now here it says, v'afilu chilev ha-trapshishalei, trapshe, that's the pericardium. So that means that even the pericardium is he says in the Rekev, lo yihavestim. Now, Gemara says, the whole, that Gemara we learn, together with the Shechita we learn that Gemara. So, then, the Gemara says the whole, that Chilev Tomei is not Seisim, and Chilev Tomei is Seisim, except the Trapshish Shebelei, because it's in the form of a helmet. So Mamela, he doesn't call the good protection against the naked. So this is what he said.
We would think that there could be a stima of a naked in the leg, the blood would pour out. In a kana, in a ray, and there's only wind.
So he says that it's nothing. So the Gemara says it's nothing. But the Rechilim HaTrafi Shalalei says in my naked, we have a stima, we pray. We may be out, but when it is painted, only if it penetrates, it extends to the hole, to the cavity. יהודי הנקב בכל קשר באמת לא מאמורים שניקב מחמס חיילי אבל אם ניקב תקן שבי מחד אפילו מבחוץ פרי פור אפילו מחד שנמצא בכל הרבים או פרי פור כדי שיפור מכמה בבוס השם so ואם מחד נמצא בי אבל כשניקב בחוץ פרי פור why? Because if the מחד is נמצא בכל הרבים so then we anticipate the possibility how is it coming to the whole הרבים So one usual way is that the macha drops together with all the fodder of the behemoth into the benches, the sarcophagus, and then the stomach, into the intestine, and then pierce its way out into the halva group. So the melee, before it managed to come into the halva group, it had to pierce, to perforate the membranes of various internal organs that a naked mashu is matru. So that's why, at least, there's such a possibility. So that's why if we find the maha, the whole agum, so it's right. Roshna loche deus. Maha bin nishtakhe bin libe. Abo gab roi nikab pei. Vahamen yule ki nishtakhe bin simpeine di libe li daboi. Di reskle duchte li nik. Di chireishe li tatoi. Di chamo di ose nikube nakne ufei. Abu Kukali Tatoya do Ayo of his Rebbeinu Rabbe Talino. Yume Bahadu Vishale Pontero. The Arzuki in Surah of Yilsi, Nakim or something. We look up Tukta at Chime. Atkam. Now, that is the good Gemara that you're learning. the fifth line from the end of the machte, bin stakar, bichticha di kveide. Bichticha di kveide. So war mal bret Ravise von Lindrecht. Oma le Ravashe, ilu in stakar, bin zoe kai gamme, hab ich doch nicht mal. Elo war Ravashe, chazine, in kuppel mit ba, in kuppel mit ba, in kuppel noch ein Wasser, in kuppel mit ga, sind denen noch ein Wasser. Mal in ihre Baulitze, aber kittin der Lohre. So die Mora said, kuppel means the ticket, not the pony for the meal, but the ticket. So, he is the ticket, she put it out, the hoods. So then, it's the kuppel noch ein Wasser. The kuppel noch ein Wasser. The kuppel we got, it's the pony noch ein Wasser. Now, so there is a machloket between Rashi and Tesis, and the two, I mean, and the Rosh, Rashi and Tesis, and the Rosh, and on one hand, and the Rambam on the other. Now, one explains just the reverse of the other. We explain it. Now, so according to Rashi and Tesis, so Kupaliba means downward for the Halalagu of the day, in the Zikei, is towards the Haladene. Now let's say, if this is the point of it, and this is the thick edge of the so, and it was found in the river, in the piece of the river. And so then, if it's good for it, then it's right. Why? Because there are two possible routes. One possible route, the usual route, is when it drops, like anything else, when the needle drops into the esophagus, and then it drops into the stomach, and then into the intestines, and then it pierces its way out into halagu, and then it sticks it. Once it's halagu, it sticks into the covering, into the liver. That's one. If the needle follows that route, then it's right. Because it, in order to be to enter the halagu, it has to pierce its way through the membranes of the stomach, of the intestines, and you can imagine in one of these organs, how it's much to the day, there is another possible route. The other possible route is that it drops into the trachea, into the bronchial tube, into the bronchial tube. Now, if it drops that way, so it doesn't have to perforate one of the internal organs, a naked of machine, which is fine. So the question is, what route did the needle pass? So according to Rashi, so if it's coupled with that, downward, or the halakha of the ticket is downward. So then it means, now, a needle cannot by itself just pierce with the ticket. It can pierce by itself with the pump, not with the ticket. When a needle falls, so it will not be capable of perforating with the ticket onward, but only with the point onward. So anyway, since it was found with the thick edge, the thick edge downwards, that means it stuck into the coming, which is point. How is it possible? In other words, it was like this. It went down with its point that way. It went down with its point that way, into the stomach, into the stomachs, into the intestines, then it pierced its way into the halagu, and then once it was the halagu, it pierced with its point into the comet. So it's right. So, but if it's coupe regard, but if the thick edge is towards the head of the behemoth, the thick edge is towards the head of the behemoth, So that means that the point is downward. The point is downward. So then we say, obviously, since it was found that way, the point of the needle downward, that found its way, dropped into the trachea, and from the trachea, with its point, into the bronchial tubes, and then started. So it didn't touch or pierce any of the internal organs. A lekem of Masha of the Munich is not. This is how Masha. But the Rambam explains it just in the reverse. In other words, Kupel Mba means towards the head, not towards the Halabi. So it's the Kupel Mba. So what it means, because we say that this, in either case, we say that the needle found its way through. It fell, it dropped into the trachea and into the bronchial tubes. But if it is Kupo Riba, Nikudenoki, the Asoya, so then it's straight. Kupo Riba is the thickage, it's on the head of the head. So the thickage, the point is downward. So that means that the needle, as it falls into the bronchial tubes, so it has its with its point. And it's traveling, it's moving with its point under. So the male head, as it falls through the bronchial tubes, it is likely to pierce and be knocking the data of the sympathy. Machine cake, if it's the other way, so by rubbing with the thick edge against the data of the sympathy, so it's not likely to pierce the date of the symptom. Now, so the Aloha Delis explains the Gemara like the Rambam, like the Rif and the Rambam. So this is what he says. Rosh Aloha Delis, Maha de Mishtak Fadilit, Avon Gavoy Mikatri, Vahane Mulekin Mishtak Fadisim Pei, Dilibin Gavoy, Dilesli Buch Dilimeva, Vichirim Shalitatoya, Reisha de 15 points, and Kupe is the thick edge. Is the point, the thin point is downwards, the Hamadors and the Kulaminkam with Reite. So, as it falls, so it's likely to be knocking by rubbing against the walls. After all, there is very little space. So, it can be knocking the walls of the Sintanus all the way as it falls and it drops against the walls. So he says, Minakri Prince, our Kukuli Tatoye is the thick edge and it falls that way. So when the thick edge rubs against the walls of the Sintanis, it's not likely to be Minaki. So we don't have to be Hishish making the course of its motion, of its fall. So it is Minaki, the walls of the Sintanis, because it's not likely, it's too thick to be Minaki. So, let me see. Now, our Kubel Tatoi, Lion of Spain, and other Talin of Newman, but we show you totally. Barsuki, Isuela, will see the Nazi also. We know Kabdur Tatin, Atka. Now, Knei Alei, Dinei Kelei, we also be Masha. We are Achille, Shal, Dinei, Paru. That's the Aor, the Aramba Pirage, Knei Alei, who are Mr. Kagode. That's the pulmonary. They, Hayate, Menu, Reyes, that's the pulmonary vein. I mean, both shocking can be. Both can be true. In other words, because both, why do we say, why does Rav say that the Knei Alei is beginning to lay? Because it is auxiliary to the lay, it is as much auxiliary to the lay as the oracle. As the oracle. So, I mean, they fulfill the same function. They fulfill the same function, but in different positions. So, mainly, it can be both. So, according to Rav, that's the way it passes. That Knei Alei is asking the capacity to marshal because it has the same status as the lake itself, because it fulfills an auxiliary function of the heart. It pumps the blood as much as the oracle pumps the blood. So in Mele, it has the same status as the lake. And so in Mele, a naked marshal is marked. So both judgment could be true. Anyway, we pass like that. That both the aorta and the pulmonary vein, and I think that the pulmonary artery would have the same status. So, in that you remind you, פני הרי פני כבי פלוס במה של רחם שעוד פני הרובו והרמב״ם פירש פני הרי הוא המברק הגודו היועצי ממנו הרי זה פולמנר ובי זאת ניטל הרי בי ביד בי מחמס חיליק רי so first of all from this door you see that the cessation of cardiac activity does not constitute death because if cessation of cardiac activity would constitute death so how would the two say crazy it's the real mamish it's made so it's mamish the real it's the darkness of it so we see from this door the cessation of cardiac activity does not constitute death All right. Alei yesh legimu chalom. Nikak le'echot mem prey. Ve'afilu im chelef talfish. Alei say, what is chelef talfish alei? That is talfish, that's the pericardium. The pericardium. So in other words, even if the membrane of the pericardium is say the nekif of the leg, now the leg is in the sac, that's the pericardium. So even if there is a nekif in the membrane of the ventricle of the auricle, even though this systemic is blocked by the pericardium, so it doesn't cure the nekif. So the Gemara says that even though this is chelef toeir, it's not chelef tomei, that's human, let's consider the human, not the chelef. I mean, we say sometimes we use the expression chelef toeir, but chelef toeir many times is designated by the expression human. And chelef sometimes has the meaning of chelef tomei, but sometimes chelef can be even human too. So even though that is chelef toeir and chelef toeir can be six men again, but this is also kikeva in the form of a helmet. So in other words, it's not so tight. This is not so tight, the skin is not so tight. So it doesn't call the sufficient protection, it doesn't cure the neck. So by feeling here at times, you always say skin. So it's still slightly. Avo, now here we have in Machoy. Avo, in human alley, atzmei say skin, is kosher. In other words, chelef tarfish alei, that's the pericardium, and chumen alei atzmei is the epicardium, that's the innermost layer of the pericardium, So the Mechaber Paschim, the Machlokes Rishonim. So the Mechaber Paschim, that only the membrane of the pericardium cannot be sensitive. But the membrane, the innermost layer of the pericardium, the epicardium, what is called epicardium, that can be sensitive. Why is there a difference? Because it seems, generally speaking, so the more it says, the whole human benefits, that chelef toeir should be sensitive. But the chelef tarfish alei of the pericardium is not sensitive because it's also kikeva. In the form of the helmet. So that's only true of the pericardium, not of the epicardium. That's why the Mechaber says, I will human alei atzmei seis kikoshe. Yei sheimei, the way Mahano is kiba shun alei, uchadi yise visom, yei shloch kuduwa. Nika bo yidiya leholo imach maschel yi sheo, vi indikeitze vi macha treyo. Nimtso macha dolei vavopi shi nika bechutz treyo, vo adin nimtso vitzchav shedolei ve... So Ibilachashmachadil was found in the pericardium. So it's also traitor. Why? Because we are hinshish that how did it come into the lake? So it traveled the wrong way, the Maha. It dropped into the vein, and then from the vein to the stomachs, and from the stomachs into the intestines. Then it pierced its way out of the Chalago. Then it pushed its way into the lake or into the tragedy. Miyu in the Nitzor and the Sipin HaGodol Shedrei the Kupo Riba the Haine Ritzat Halal Alei in Rei Shamach HaTigyan Shal Tamar Cheo the Talin of the Dalok Adeles the Talin of the Nichnas Derech HaGadjeres in Sipin Shedrei Umach HaShadrei Shedrei Mato in Sipin Shedrei But then the question is, true, that since it's racial matter, so the thick edge is downward, so it's not as a result of its rubbing against the different acetabulous, it's not likely to pierce the acetabulous all the way, only when the point is downward. So then it's likely. But if the thick edge is downward, so then it's not likely to pierce to perforate the dentin acetabulous, but somehow at one point it will have to be inactivated. It will not keep the acetabulous the needle all the time. So in the course of its life activities, so it's going, the needle is going to perforate one of the organs and be matting then. So the melee should be, so it should be considered safer, even though we manage to shell the melee before the needle has the opportunity to perforate one of the internal organs. So now what I do is say, but then what keep with the geology, it's not a certainty that it's going, this needle, in the course of its motion downward, is going to perforate one of the internal organs, because it's very likely that it will not perforate all one of the internal organs. So how will it come out? It will spit it out of the geology. So melee, if that had been possible, so then we would say that even though the sheikh was quick enough to share the behavior before the needle had an opportunity to perforate one of the internal organs, but it seems it was destined to perforate one of the internal organs, so it should have become its great fate before the sheikh did. So now what the Buddha says, if it had been certainty that this needle will not come out from Jeremiah by vomiting and by throwing up, so then it would have been a great thing even before it perforated the internal organs. For the same reason that the Sirche according to Jesus is not in the behavior in the dream. Why? Not that it's symptomatic of the naked that already occurred, but it's symptomatic of the naked that is bound to occur. So here too, but in view of the fact that there is not a certainty that it will perforate, just a possibility, and there is another possibility that it will be thrown up and come out through the gargaris. So even though we do not know what would have happened, so since it's not a certainty and there was a possibility that it would throw up that needle through the gargaris in the same way as it dropped, it will throw it out again. So, as long as there is such a possibility, so it couldn't become fate by virtue of the fact that possibly it will, in the course of its motion, it possibly might perforate one of the internal. Now, the only strange thing about this Ramon, now I mentioned when we learned in the morning that even though usually the Mechaber follows the teaching of the Rambam, usually most of the time, but here, he just mentions the Shite of Rashi and Tosfos in Kupe Melevah, Nada, and the Rambam doesn't make any argoy in Sinan Malach. So the Rambam should say, the other Shite, who explained the knowledge of the other way, then it's okay we mention the Rambam Shite, but the Rambam doesn't mention in Sinan Malach the Rambam Shite. The Mechaber mentions Rashi's Pshat, and the Rambam doesn't mention, and the Rambam doesn't mention, doesn't make any argo in there. So that would seem to indicate that the Rambam agrees with Rashi Tezit Pshat, not with the Rambam Pshat, which is the same as the Aruch HaDeiris Pshat. But here the Rambam mentions the Aruch HaDeiris Pshat, and then the Aruch HaDeiris is based upon the Rambam's Pshat in Kupa Melevah. So that seems that the Rambam, even though he doesn't say anything in Sinan Malek, but actually the Rambam agrees with the Pshat of Rambam. The Mechaber agrees with the Pshat of Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rambam agrees with the Pshat of Rambam. Kmei Aleim Shu Kodesh Shumen Sheiri in Shtei Arugins Horeya Dechina Mitzro Hagodeyo. So that is Kmei Kodesh Shumen Sheiri in Shtei Arugins, that's the Aorta. וכן אמיץ רק הגודל שיצא ממנו לרגע שניתה בכל מימה של חצבא דס לכל מיני הרבה ניתר עלי די ליד למחמסכי לחיים יש משאלה שאם שומן עלי דוק בלי ועוד וכנה מפחיד לי שניסק ונמצא שום מודירו בי עלי כול אדם עושה ונמצא רבי מה ונמצא בכלו ונאמר שומן עלי that's the calm so don't do it the only way what is it must be being or is it exact we need to show or you look at our school and down in us because how is it that there is a school and down in the Picardio so we have to change that the delay was nicked when so we have a need to perform needs for a down do we have also have you to come down with training I will come on, I will do something in life with the way she is going to work all right now for Sunday. So, and the next two Simon. Simon Mauer and Simon and Bay. Simon. במדרום אמורים שרנישה בנו כזייס במוקימו וכזייס במוקים שיכולו שהמוקים שיתולו אבל מי שמנה כזייס במוקימו וכזייס במוקים שיחיו שגימור אמנשינס עם החריקס ביטויתו ברייסס so הון שטייר ניקו עקובי דחנבו הון שטייר בנקרום שיר אבל גם בוהה בכזייס והתנן ניקו עקובי ושטייר בנקרום כזייס כשירו אומר רבי איזה בוי קשי, הורף חי או הורף שימן ברב, זאת הדוק שאתה מרשי, but that means that there is a מחלוקת, the מחלוקת between רב חי and רב שימן ברב, so according to one, as long as the משהו of the covenant is left, it's not rainfall. According to the other, it's not rainfall only if the kazayis, if the remnant is at least the kazayis, but if the remnant is less than the kazayis, then it's right. So we pass that there has to be a minimum of the kazayis. But there is a mach. There are two machines in the more. What the machlik is in the more. Where does the kazayis have to be? So Omar HaKote, Hilka, Linon kazayis in Mokimo, Ubinon kazayis in Mokim Shehoi. So one in Mandoma, so because So that's how my prophet passes. That there has to be kazayis near the gallbladder and the kazayis the mokim shiyachoy. Now, so there are two pshat in Rashi. What does it mean the mokim shiyachoy? One pshat in Rashi is mokim shiyachoy where it is. Where it is attached to the kidney, in other words, at the place where the liver is attached to the kidney. So in that area there has to be kazayis left. And another pshat in Rashi means the mokim shiyachoyo means near the diaphragm, the talus, near the diaphragm. So mele mitel hakovei treif b'me lo amorim shlisha ben kazayis b'mokimoro v'kazayis mokim shiyachoyo. שהוא עמוק אין שהוא תולבה שהוא תולבה אבל אם שם נקזאי זה מוקים מור וקזאי זה מוקים שיוכויו שאירו ובאי הטל ופיגודל ופיקוטנה לא יויו אלו כשני עזייסים שלמים כל אחד עם כאלה אלו מסלקתם that's not by your reach then you more suppose you have the kazayis but kazayis is not in one place but it has to be collected from different places. Altogether, it adds up to a kazayis. So we pass from the chumre. So that it's rainfall. And then, the more has an abaye. Suppose it is kiritzua. In other words, it is elongated. The mezayis is elongated, like it's red. Oh, it's melodotti, it's red. So it's a bi-reachable, it's a melee pass for a chum. Half appreciation of the union say, kazayis, look moro, because I is more of your higher train. Yovish kazayis, look moro, because I is more of your higher, as a yifra with spelen, trefer, you cannot do that. Suppose you have a kazayis, look moro, you have a kazayis, look in your higher, you have the diaphragm, you have the kidney, but it's right up. That kazayis, look moro, and that kazayis, look in your is right up. So it's right up, that when you leave your nail over it, it will start crumbling. Pieces will start breaking off, tiny pieces will start breaking off. So then, so the fact that it's so dry, so it means that it is considered as if it had been non-existent, as if it had been removed. So naturally it's right. There's not alone. Abel in Israel, but suppose there are worms in that kazayis mokim shirchayo. Bimokim moro, afil bimokim moro mikriyusik sheiro. Bein tzorach leima, Israel bishom mikemeis shek sheiro. If it was torn away, but it's still a little attached. Now here trapshe doesn't mean the diaphragm. Here trapshe means the capsule, not the diaphragm. Before, usually when trapshe is mentioned on the coming, it means the diaphragm. So it means the diaphragm. But here trapshe means the capsule. So, even though it was torn, but still, as long as it's still covered by the capsule of the covering, it's shell. Kosovaram, Kinei HaKovet, Ve'im HaMizrokim Sheboi Hadam Mizbashe, Im Nikav Echol Mehentre. Now, what does it mean, the Kinei HaKovet? And it's preliminary. Do Machshavino Nafu Nita Okulei, Chutz Mekazayiz Mokimor, Mekazayiz Mokriyuse. So why should the Kinei HaKovet be more humble than the covenant itself, if the covenant itself was removed, as long as there is a minimum of the covenant left. Kazayim Mokmor, Kazayim Mokpeyuse, so it's Sheiro, even though the rest of the covenant was cut out, is Sheiro, should the Kinea covenant be more humble than the covenant itself? So the tour is Chelek HaRambam. And the Toshiti is as long as there is a remnant, because I is walking more, because I is walking more, you say left. Even though the Knei HaKovet, Amike, so it's still changed. Now, it is remarkable that the Mechaber usually passes like the Rambam. Now here, the Mechaber doesn't even mention, the Torah mentions the Rambam Shikin, but in Schere Galet, the Mechaber doesn't even mention the Rambam Shikin. So that means that Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rambam. Now, what does the Rambam mean? What does the Rambam mean by Kli HaKovet? Now, no one says what it means. I think that it means Kli HaKovet, the Pravod means, Ve'im HaMizrokim Sheboi Hadam Mizbashel. The Pravod means the hepatic duct, and the cystic duct, and the bile duct. That's what I mean, those ducts through which the bile that is secreted by the liver, so are conveyed, are transferred. Now, even though the Rosh Rambam means Sheboi Adam Mizbashel, according to modern science, they are just ducts in which the secretion, the bile, is carried through. It doesn't do anything, but it doesn't mean that scientists know everything. There are many things that scientists 50 years ago didn't know, and today they know. So I'm sure that Rambam, when he says Knei HaKovet Ve'im HaMizrokim Shebei Adam Mizbashel, he probably has reference. I didn't see that anyone should discuss it, but Dr. Katzenelson doesn't discuss that Rambam. But I think that he means the ethics doctrine, the cystic doctrine, and the violence. All right. So the Shittas HaRambam means that if there is a neket in any of these ducts, so it is right. And the two is chaylik. He says that should not be more homo than the neket in the covet itself, and even the covet itself was cut out as long as the remnant of Tazayis b'mokim amoro, Tazayis b'mokim chiyuse is left, so it's chayor. So this circle should be chayor. But the Rambam, she thinks different. Yes. What is it? Yeah. Who said so? I don't know. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, even if they won't cut out these ducts, just in that episode, it's like, certainly they are cut out, but according to the tool, since the tool equates these snakes are coming, with the coming itself, other than the area of the Mikim Amoro, or the area of Mikim Chiyuse, so the melee should follow that according to the tool, not only if it's Nikah, if the hepatic duct is Nikah, it's Cheo, even if it's cut out completely, it's Cheo.
What about if there's the Tula in the Makamara? If there's only the two Makamos left, the
Kazakh. I don't know, I'm not such a book in the anatomy to tell you, whether these ducts are also joined the Mikim Amoro or not. I mean, they probably do. But anyway, it seems from the tool that even the part, even if it will be cut out in the place where it joins the Moro or the Mikim Chiyuse, but it couldn't be more homo than the part, the portion of the river that is not being came off. That's the Shita Mito, yes.
Does the
Rambam
have any buffer for
when? I don't know. Yeah, no buffer for Gemara. Rambam just said it. If the Gemara is the two in the Chayim, you see that the Mechava doesn't even mention. This is remarkable. The Mechava usually follows the Shita Rambam. He doesn't even mention it. Well, because, you see, the two mentions that it is Chayim, and the Mechava doesn't like to mention the Shita Rambam and say that it is Chayim. So because of that, he doesn't mention it. But it seems that he's not in the Chayim, because whenever the Mechava is Chayim, the Shita Rambam, he mentions it. Here he doesn't even mention it. Why? Now, Macha Chemitza becoming, being involved for Neinu Sholeim or Choto, in Tzadov Shalom, in Tzad Chalala, Behimo, Bechul, it's great. If Kupel with Ba, so it's great. If it's Kupel with Gab, so it's Sheo. Because if it's Kupel with Ba, so there. So I mean, so that's a Pshat. That we mentioned. The Pshat of Rashi, the Jesus, and Rosh, and the Tur, is that Kupel with Ba means downward of the Chalala, and Kupel with Gab, Kupel with Gab means that it is upward of the Reishabeh. So if it's Kupo Mili, if it's Kupo Mili Ba, let's say this is the point of it. And if it is found with heads up, with the thick edge, some melee, it could not pierce its way through with the thick edge. It can only pierce its way through with the point onward, you see. But if it is in this direction, a thick edge, it couldn't pierce. So then we say, since it was found sticking in the covet like this, sticking in the covet like this, with a thick edge downward for the halal agu, so then we say that the route that the needle followed was through the esophagus into the stomach, into the steps, and then it pierced its way through. Then it pierced its way through into the halagu, so it perforated the daki and into the halagu, and then once it was the halagu, it pierced with the point, the kovei, so it remains sticking like that. So, but if reishin of gab, if it's the thick edge is this way, so the reisha beimo, not on the halagu, then we say that since it's Reishin Ugar, So he curiously and followed the unusual route. In other words, through the trachea, and then it is the rapid. So this is the Rashi Pshat, the Rosh Pshat, the Jewish Pshat, and the Chabad Pasuk.